ever. My faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may change.
Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. This is IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
But never, my faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may chain both my hands, but never my soul, no, never. My soul, it's my voice.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we have some characters, you know, directly involved in Karbala, and we know about the history. But we have others, actually, they were not present in Karbala, but they were mentally and ethically, they were in Karbala. You know, one of the great personalities that did so was, the great wife of Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Umm Salama. You know, Umm Salama, one of the wives of Prophet, and also she was very virtuous a lady, had, you know, talked to Imam al-Hussein about, you know, his journey to, you know, Iraq. And this conversation was based on a hadith that, you know, was narrated. And this great lady says that I saw, you know, Imam al-Hussein, you know, sitting in the lap of his grandfather, the Prophet, who had actually a red block of soil in his hand. And the Prophet was kissing the dust and weeping. I asked him what that soil was. The Prophet said, Gabriel, you know, has informed me that my son, this Hussein, will be, you know, murdered and martyred in the land of Karbala in Iraq. He has, you know, brought this earth for me from that land. I'm weeping for the suffering that will, you know, befall, you know, my Hussein. Then the Prophet, you know, handed the dust to Umm Salama and said to her, when you see this soil, you know, turn into blood, you will know that my Hussein, you know, has been slaughtered. So this great lady, you know, kept this soil in a bottle and, you know, kept watching over it until, you know, she saw on the day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, in the year 61 after Hijrah, that it turned to blood. Then she knew that Imam al-Hussein, you know, had been martyred. You know that Umm Salama was one of the great Muslims and believers who accepted Islam and also moved to the city of Medina for protecting, you know, the divine ideals of the religion of Islam. And she was very famous, you know, among her relatives and friends for her, you know, attributes and features such as, you know, kindness, affection and loyalty. And many scholars have called her, you know, the great, the learned, and the visionary lady who, you know, had helped in different situations, you know, to solve various problems. And Umm Salama was a pious and learned woman who, you know, possessed eloquence and was very much, you know, famous and popular in her community. And, you know, she had, she possessed, you know, devotion, you know, affection of the Prophet's, you know, house in any way that she was, you know, even ready to do anything to make, you know, Prophet's, you know, heart happy and remove, you know, his sorrows and griefs. He, you know, she always, sympathized with her dear, you know, husband. She was literate even during the age of ignorance when women were actually looked down. So she was a very, very great lady. And so we should actually respect her the most. And now let's listen to Sheikh, Amir Rastani. And I'm sure today he's going to give us some nice information about the episode today.
Karbala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba al-Shuhada, ya Aba Abdullah. One of the wives of the Prophet is Salama alayha ar-Rahma. She is known for her love for the Ahlul Bayt. She is one of the ones who defended Lady Fatima when her right was usurped after the Prophet passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And as Shaykh al-Saduq narrates, she was the next wife of the Prophet in line, after Lady Khadija, to be the highest in virtue. When Salama hears that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wants to leave Medina on this journey that he wants to embark on, she goes to him and pleads to him and says, "Don't grieve me with your departure to Iraq. Verily I have heard your grandfather say that my son Hussein will be killed in a land called Karbala in Iraq." Salama is upset that the Imam wants to leave. Here the Imam replies, he says, "Ya Ummah, wa ana a'lamu anni maqtulun madbuhun dhulman wa udwana. Wa qad sha'a Allahu 'azza wa jalla an yara harami wa rahti musharradin wa atfali madbuhin ma'surin muqayyadin wa hum yastaghithuna fala yajiduna nasira." He says to her, "O mother," and it shows how much compassion there was here between them, "O mother, and I know that I will be killed and slaughtered oppressively and out of animosity. But Allah has willed to see my women and children and my people scattered and estranged, made prisoners and in chains, pleading for help while they find no one to answer their call." Here Salama, she doesn't know exactly what the future holds for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. She sees this as a normal journey, so she is warning the Imam, pleading to the Imam and urging him not to go and embark on this journey. But she doesn't know that this is a journey that is never ending. This is not a journey that will end in Iraq, in Karbala, in Kufa, wherever it's going to end. This is a journey that will continue as long as time and history continues, all the way till the 12th Imam, when he comes to alleviate the Shia and the Ahlul Bayt of this pain of Ashura. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, while innocent children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry, "Ah, Hussein, ya Hussein."
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. Once again, brothers and sisters, we would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein. So, as I was saying, Salama, a great lady, wives of prophets of Islam, was talking to Imam al-Hussein about his journey to Iraq. And she was worried, and actually she was giving a kind of warning to Imam al-Hussein that she will be martyred there. But Imam al-Hussein, said that this will not end in Karbala, and it will be, an everlasting, event, and the consequence and the result will save the religion of Islam. And another feature of this great personality is that, after, her marriage with the Prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, which, made her, superior to the rest of the, Prophet Muhammad's, wives. And, she's called Mother of the Believers, Mother of the, faithful, was, And it was actually very much, it was a continuous, you know, attempt to obtain, you know, profits, you know, satisfaction. And, you know, this great lady liked, you know, to do whatever the Prophet Muhammad liked and would avoid all the people and the objects which, you know, the Prophet Muhammad hated. Therefore, she would always, you know, talk about the merits of Hazrat Khadija, you know, the first wife of Prophet Muhammad, would respect, you know, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And she would actually show special affection, you know, towards Hazrat Fatima. So it shows that she was in great relationship with all the family members of Prophet Muhammad. And this great lady was so eager, you know, to Prophet's, you know, words that she would even, you know, leave all of her work and, you know, tasks half done to use the opportunities to listen to his, you know, great words. And that was the kind of, you know, cognition and eagerness that, you know, puts her among the reliable and truthful, you know, narrators. Some, you know, said that she narrated, you know, many, you know, prophetic traditions. And still some, you know, others believe that she had narrated even more. And all of them were heard from Prophet, you know, Muhammad and from the members of the Prophet's, you know, house, Ahl al-Bayt. And of course, once again, I need to say that on the 10th of Muharram, you know, in the year 61 after Hijrah, she was, you know, looking at that bottle, you know, having the soil of Karbala inside. And when she saw that that soil turned into a blood, she understood that that Imam al-Hussein, you know, was martyred. So, and then, you know, she started to mourn and cry, and others actually knew not about, you know, the event, and she actually revealed the event. So this is a very, very famous narration, and we see that how much this lady had good relationship with Imam al-Hussein, because before Imam al-Hussein's departure, she met with Imam al-Hussein and warned him. So this relationship and connection shows that this great lady was very much concerned and was very much worried. Imam was very much worried about the presence of Imam al-Hussein and his followers and companions, you know, in the plain of Karbala. And we need to learn a lesson that either you are male or female, either you are, you know, educated or uneducated, either you are young or old, we have to look into the history of Karbala and those who played great and significant role in this, you know, tragedy, and those who made actually this tragedy into a weapon used against, you know, tyranny, you know, corruption and things like that. And Umm Salama was one of many, you know, who helped all of us to become familiar with the true, you know, aspect of the story of Karbala. And I think she deserves our greatest attention.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
That I may die, but you will keep on living. That you live on, even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on, though you no sword, no arrow can pierce your armored shadow. Who can kill the tears that flow?